can't be happening, man. This isn't happening.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host to the lesser heard side of rock, one consisting of album cuts and B-sides, along with a healthy dose of rock and roll vinyl history, and at times some not so subtle commentary, from the blues of the 30s to today's new releases and everything in between. We have a lot to do, so let's get started.
I mentioned last week the unusually prolific output of classic rock artists, and their 2016 releases could easily fill two shows. Well, welcome to show number two. We're starting the festivities this week with a rock and roll survivor, Ace Frehley. The original lead guitarist of Kiss, along with his bandmate drummer Peter Criss, have pretty much been left along the wayside by the other two dominant players, Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley. Not entirely undeservedly so, however, some of their actions should have discluded them from the band. Upon leaving Kiss, Ace formed Frehley's Comet in 1987, where he found minor acclaim. 2016 finds his LP of covers titled Origins Volume 1, and alleged Volume 2 is to follow. Lead-off track and single, White Room, starts now.
Done.
71 years young, Robert Trower and his 21st solo LP, not including the five with Procol Harum, greets us in 2016, titled Where Are You Going To? The leadoff track, When Will the Next Blow Fall? It's like it's 1973 again. Classic Trower.
Look down the broken road, once a highway for the free, where angel mists are shown, very little sympathy. Child carries child, the world refused to see. So far from home, no place for them to be. And they lie awake at night, wondering when the next blow, when will the next blow fall? The desert is no friend when running from the storm. Nowhere to hide, no shelter, while the winds of war rage on. Wristband, my man, you don't get through the door.
the man was large, a well-dressed 6'8", and he's acting like St. Peter standing guard at the pearly wristband. My man, you got to have a wristband. If you don't have a wristband, you don't get through the door. And I said, wristband? I don't need a wristband. My axe is on the bandstand. My band is on the floor. I mean, it's just right.
Something new.
Stranger to Stranger LP by Paul Simon, his 13th studio effort, begat as first single, Wristband, a way cool story song that mutates into social commentary. Speaking of prolific, Peace Train, Neil Young's 37th studio LP, was only half of his output for 2016. The other 50% was the live LP, Earth. We heard the title cut to the previous album. Steven Tyler's, by comparison, first solo LP, We're All Somebody from Somewhere from July, was a mixed bag. Although reviewed mostly favorably, it wasn't easy picking something from his foray into country music, finally landing on a cover, which is always safe. Peace of My Heart. Please notice how well the fiddle works in the song. The song proves one thing, however, he's no Janis. Next, someone that is not just a survivor, he came back from the dead, so to speak. Punky Meadows. His real name is Edwin, guitarist for the 70s glam rock band Angel. He left the band in 1992 to open a tanning salon. Fast forward to 2016 and his only solo endeavor, Fallen Angel. The album is surprisingly solid, a bit dated, but so are we. I've chosen Searchin' for this week's Garage.
Searching for someone, maybe there's someone, maybe there's hope left for love. Night after night, I keep dreaming of somewhere, maybe there's somewhere, somewhere there's someone to love. Night after night.
if they're not too old to sing it, we're not too old to listen here on the Vinyl Garage.
Two chaps, there's a Queen and the first from them tonight, and it's called We Will Rock You. Profundity or just another teenage anthem?
Queen's We Will Rock You from a 6-CD set titled On Air that's pretty much only for hardcore fans, released last November. 3 discs of live material, the first 2 coming from the BBC, with discs 4 through 6, all interviews. So little interest from everyday Queen's fans was expected. This version of the song, which is obviously faster than originally recorded, was from a BBC broadcast from 1977. Now, up until this point, I've pretty much been positive with what I've heard of 2016. But the new Meatloaf LP, Braver Than We Are, changes that. Released in September, it unfortunately showcases what Marvin can no longer do. Hit the high notes, and sadly, sometimes even stay in key. To get around that big problem, they brought in other singers to help, mixing strategically positioned backing vocals to mask Meat's inabilities. In this case, Carla DeVito and Ellen Foley. On the Steinman song, Loving You's a Dirty Job, a song originally recorded by Bonnie Tyler, who coincidentally also has a best of set, although from the UK, last year.
Somewhere to hide. Did you ever call out to someone? Did you ever call out to me? I've never been gone. I've been right here by your side. There ain't nothing but clouds. There ain't nothing but clouds in your eyes. Why don't you believe it when you finally found the truth? You've been drinking poison water from the fountain of youth. Why don't you stop tearing up everyone you need the most? You're so busy trying to get even, you never even try to get close. Can't explain it away, doesn't make any sense to know what it's like. I guess you gotta go through it, guess you gotta go through it, guess you gotta go through it. It doesn't matter, baby, loving you's a dirty job.
Loving you is a dirty job.
Somebody's gotta do it.
There were times when we never fake it. There were times we would always make it. There were times we would take it to the limit and we never, ever, ever leave each other alone. We were flesh and blood and bone. There were times we had it all. There were times we had it all.
There were times when we took our chances. There were times we were damn good dancers.
There were times when we heard all the answers.
And the beating of the drummer and the riches of the rock and the roll. I can see right through your soul. There were times we had it all. There were times we had it all.
If your fears could only be forgotten, we could pull all the barriers down. Would you follow your dreams' desire? Would you follow your secret dreams and forbidden fire to spill out of this town?
It's been nothing but dreams. It's been nothing but dreams until now.
You're never gonna see it. You've got your head stuck in the sand. It's the land of the free and easy street.
It's the home of the damned.
Oh, you're never gonna see it. You better open up your eyes. You're the only one who's left who's gonna believe all your lies.
There were times that we can't stop missing.
There were times when we lay in bed and listen to the pounding, pounding chorus of a desperate heart.
Nothing could have torn us apart.
There were times we had it all. There were times we had it all.
There were times when we fought like tigers. Extinguish every fire that was burning, burning, burning up each other alive. From the heavens on down to the dives.
There were times we lost it all.
There were times we lost it all. There were times when our bodies glistened. There were times when we can't stop missing. There were times that we lay in bed and listen to the pounding, pounding course of our desperate hearts. Nothing could have torn us apart. There were times we had it all. There were times we lost it all.
The second Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young alumni this year to release an LP was David Crosby. not nearly as prolific as Neil, although Kraz's material doesn't include as much throwaway cuts. And his 2016 LP, Lighthouse, is an example. We all want our 60s heroes to still be relevant. Kraz is 75, and this LP makes you feel good. He can still sing, he can still write, and we can still be proud if someone overhears us listening to him. Here's Paint You a Picture, a song co-written by Mark Coe.
Winter's on its way, and the nights are long. The sun called it a day. Hours ago, I thought we'd be together, but I thought wrong. Just too much heavy weather for you, I know, for much too long. So let me paint you a picture while the winter sun is sinking to rocks in glass. Two guesses what I'm drinking. The first guess doesn't count. The bottle's almost through. Let me paint a picture. A picture for you. Chimneys are blowing, billows of smoke. The skyline is glowing, facing south. I'm yours for the taking. I'm two kinds of broke, and I'm still. Let me paint you a picture of the river in November, right before it freezes, before it's too much to remember the things we used to talk about, believing they'd come true. Let me paint a picture. Picture for you. Let me paint you a picture from my window today. There's a hawk that keeps hovering over its prey. There's a gunmetal sky with patches of blue. Let me paint a picture. Paint a picture for you. The canvas will dry, and the tears will too. Let me paint a picture. Paint a picture for you.
wine glass in my hand. Whose wine? What wine? Where the hell did I dine? Must have been a dream. I don't believe where I've been. Come on, let's do it again. Do you, you feel like I do? Do you, you feel like I do? My friend got busted just the other day. They said, don't walk away. Drove into a taxi, bent the boot, that's the back. Had to play some music, otherwise he'd crack. Do you, you feel like I do? Do you, you feel like I do?
Thank you.
I never imagined I wanted to hear a best of album by Peter Frampton stripped down and unplugged until I heard his Acoustic Classics LP. Now I can't imagine it not being in his catalog. The natural simplicity of just him and his guitar transcend the decades. A vinyl garage must have. Now an old band being new and a new band playing like bands of old. Those being Santana and Rival Sons, respectively. Santana 4 reunites the most classic of lineups that include Greg Riley, Neil Schon, Mike Carabello, and Michael Shreve. Riley and Schon left Santana in 1973 to form Journey. We'll hear the closing cut, Forgiveness. Rival Sons are our classic rock-like contemporary band that gives us, the fans of the genre, hope for the future. The Long Beach natives could easily be mistaken for Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath, or any number of the 70s elite. From their June release, Hollow Bones, we'll hear Fade Out. To quote Pete Townsend, the kids are all right. Thanks for spending a perfectly good hour of your life here.
in the Vinyl Garage. Keep in touch with the show at facebook.com/vinylgarageshow or directly via email at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. Thanks for listening.
Right, so you're going to have to run on the sheet or something.